Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you please. Well, it's all right.
Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. We're here on a very lovely, rainy Seattle spring day. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie.
Good afternoon. Still a lovely day to take your dog for a walk.
Absolutely. You know, it is stopped coming down hard. And that's the great thing about Seattle area weather, of course. You know, even on a rainy day, we usually have a few hours where it's not raining. So take advantage of that time.
Yeah.
Take the pooch out.
Yeah. And it kind of brings out the smells of spring. And
it's no longer raining cats and dogs. So now you can put them on a leash and take them out.
That's right. Well, today we have on one of my favorite guests. We're welcoming back Dr. Michael Fox, who's the author of a couple different, well, several books, a couple of which we've featured on the show. His first interview, we talked about his book, Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. And he also has another book, Dog Body, Dog Mind, which is wonderful, too. So we're going to be talking with Dr. Fox right now about fleas and everything flea-related. So we'll bring Dr. Fox on. Hi, Dr. Fox.
Hello there.
Welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Well, it's flea season, and it's typically warmer weather comes around, and so the fleas come out and into the house. And there's there's a lot of marketing for certain products out there for sure. But we're here today to talk about dangers of some of the products on the market and effective, safe ways to control fleas and other pesky bugs that tend to be a problem for pet owners. And we don't have much of a tick problem out here, but I know where I'm from on the East Coast, ticks are more of a problem really than fleas. But what I want to start off with is to talk about the kind of the life cycle of the flea and the importance of treating the environment as opposed to focusing on the animal. And because a lot of mistakes people make is putting these, you know, topical pesticides or in a pill form, and they kind of focus on the animal. But if there's fleas in the environment, they're just going to continue to jump back on once the medication's worn off.
Well, that's it. And they're going to jump back onto the dog or cat, whether the animal is medicated or not.
Mm-hmm.
You medicate the animal, and the fleas don't know the animal has been medicated. So they're going to jump on it and go for a meal, which, of course, is blood. And after that, they die if the animal has been medicated. But they've had one meal.
Mm-hmm.
And if your dog is allergic to flea bites, and that's very common, a typical reaction is a hot spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nasty, can be scary. It can just become an inch or two in diameter on the skin, a red, raw area that is weeping, just a horrible sore.
Mm-hmm.
And many people think, oh, there's a sore there, so I'll put some salve on it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't help because there are going to be more fleas hopping on, and that allergic response is going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to think flea. Know your enemy before you decide how to deal with it.
That's right.
And I have respect for all life,
mm-hmm.
and we need to respect fleas as well. What biological role they have, I'm not entirely sure. But generally, they are important in the ecosystem because they might help regulate overpopulation of small mammals. They'll jump onto a small wild animal or a little puppy that's not treated and suck all their blood out, so they die.
Mm.
And you get that kind of situation, which my wife and I faced when we ran an animal refuge in India, where we'd be constantly bombarded by fleas and ticks.
Mm.
And in more tropical states like Florida and parts of Texas, for example, it really is World War III against these very lifetime off the animal.
Mm-hmm.
And where they like to go, the typical cycle is the fleas have a meal, and then they breed, and the females drop the eggs, and the eggs fall onto the ground. Could be the grass outside, but in the home, they'll get into crevices and cracks in the floor if you have, an old-fashioned floorboard, or into the carpet,
mm-hmm.
and they will develop there. They become little white maggots, and they can survive 100 or 200 days. They just don't dry up. Then they spin a cocoon, and then they hatch into little fleas that will hop on you.
Now, I've heard that the cocoons are basically indestructible. Like, you can spray a pesticide onto the cocoon, and as long as they are cocooned, they will actually survive it.
Exactly. So once you're going to start, if you are at the point, like you move into a new home where they had a cat or a dog and it became infested, you've got to fumigate twice because of that second hatching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the second army emerges.
Right.
Because in the pupal case, they are protected. Now, some of the things, because, they're going to be crawling around, so these little larvae, they're going to be crawling around places, suck them up with a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Regular, thorough vacuuming everywhere is the number one step for flea control. The second step is around the edges of the walls and cracks and so on. You can get what's called food quality rather than pool quality, diatomaceous earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's there's a fossilized microorganisms from the ancient ocean that are covered in little spicules, and these spicules stick onto the flea larvae and onto the fleas themselves and suffocate them. They also get rid of bed bugs and other noxious bugs in the home. The other thing to use is electrostatically charged boric acid.
Yes.
And that is safe to use. And again, that covers these insect pests and desiccates them. They just dry up. So it's not a very nice death, but it's possibly the most effective.
Yeah.
Now, another trick, and it's amazing, some of the readers of my syndicated column, which, of course, is down in Florida, and a lot of people with old-fashioned sense there, I frequently get the letter from the old gal who says, oh, you just get a low-watt light bulb and put it over a very low dish of water in whatever room you want to start collecting fleas, and just close the room up. And there's nothing else warm in there to attract the fleas, because the fleas have thermal receptors. They probably see infrared, and so they go to warm things. And they'll think that low-watt light bulb is a living thing, and they'll jump towards it. And as they jump up to the light bulb, which is just a few inches off the floor, they'll tumble into the water, and you make it sudsy water.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of get trapped in the bubbles, and that's it.
Mm.
And that can work very well, especially if you're going away on vacation, too.
Mm.
And you think the fleas might be multiplying while you're gone. Or if you're in real estate or you're buying a new home that has had a pet in before.
Mm-hmm.
That can work very well. And it's much safer, actually, than fumigating.
Yeah, that kind of happened to us when we moved into our house. It was infested, and we pulled up the carpet. And, it was wall-to-wall carpeting in pretty much the whole house. We pulled that all up and mopped and used oils and, did all the stuff. And we just could not get on top of the problem because it was such a bad infestation. So we actually ended up calling a company called Flea Busters. And they do what you mentioned with the electrostatically charged salt. And they brush it into the carpeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it forms a static charge, so you can vacuum over it, and it doesn't vacuum up the salt, but it'll vacuum up, the fleas or dirt or whatever. And then it does take 4 to 5 weeks because you do, like you said, you kind of have that second wave where there's cocoons that are still waiting to hatch. And so you have to kind of get to all the adults. But, you know, and we had just been just washing the dogs and washing the bedding and mopping and, you know, every other day.
No, you won't get anywhere with that because you, this warfare, you've got to understand the life cycle of the flea and break that life cycle.
Yeah.
And half that life cycle is off the flea. I'm just remembering the time when I was studying the wild dogs or dholes in the Indian jungle. We thought we'd found a wild dog den and approached it cautiously and started looking in. And suddenly, my Indian assistant and I, we looked at our legs, and they were black with fleas. They were crawling up us. It was a hyena den. And a lot of wild animals will, you know, relocate once the infestation gets too high. And there are stories of them covering themselves in dust. You know, you see sparrows and little birds dust bathing themselves.
Yeah.
And it is safe, in fact, to use diatomaceous earth on the dog outside. Do it outside because you don't breathe that stuff in. Mm-hmm. But that will smother those little buggers in the fur. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why are these topical pesticide-type products dangerous for our pets? What are some of the things that they can cause and healthy, safe, and effective alternatives? So we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dr. Michael Fox, author of Dog Body, Dog Mind. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show.
Ever searched on the web for home listings and come up less than satisfied? Have you taken the time to drive to what you thought would be that perfect home, only to be disappointed by a neglected, unsightly neighborhood? These and other common problems can be easily avoided. Call 425-359-0165 and speak to Von Provo with Preview Properties on the web at vonprovo.com. Real estate doesn't have to be hard. It just needs to be done right.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Picking up dog or cat poop is a necessary pet owner's ritual. Plastic poop bags put in the trash end up in landfills, produce methane gas, and contaminate our hard-to-get clean water. Bokashi Cycle's Pet Cycle fermenting system provides a simple, sustainable solution to a growing problem. Pet waste is safely and rapidly transformed into a product that restores nutrients and microbes to the soil. Pet Cycle is an easy and natural system you can use at home to end polluting. Visit www.bokashicycle.com or call 1-800-714-2130 to order your pet cycle system today.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check on the birds at Mollywood in Bellingham, the horses at Equine Rescue in Marysville, and we'll see how baby season is shaping up with all the wild ones at Sarvey Wildlife Care Center in Arlington. Find out how you can help on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain sunshine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points to gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine. Oh, jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those?
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we're back with Dr. Michael Fox, author of Dog Body, Dog Mind. Welcome back, Dr. Fox.
Thank you.
So we're talking about fleas and parasites in general, but mainly fleas. And so what, first of all, so I want to kind of burn through a bunch of points here. First of all, want to talk about flea combs and how do people know if their dog has fleas aside from actually seeing the bug?
Well, you get a white towel and put the dog on it and then get a flea comb and just slowly comb the dog from head to tail. And if you see any little black flecks that look like little pieces of coal dust coming out of the dog, spit on them or put a drop of water on them, and if they turn reddish-brown, that's the dried blood of your dog from the flea poop. And that is the cardinal sign. And remember, it can just take one flea to cause a hot spot, so you might not see much flea poop initially, but it tends to accumulate where the fleas like to travel around where the dog can't snap at them and nibble them and flea bite them off easily. And that's round about the base of the tail and along the back. And, of course, you've got to look out for that. But the first weapon to use is the flea comb, and that is mechanical, a daily routine. And a well-designed flea comb will trap these critters between the tines of the comb, and you dunk the comb in a bowl of sudsy water, and that's it. And that mechanical approach can really reduce the flea population so quickly. But don't forget the environmental control as well, vacuuming and powdering the house, etc.
Right. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I get consistently in my letters from readers is that once they started giving their dog better nutrition or using a supplement, and I swear by brewer's yeast. You know, it's got everything in it plus the kitchen sink. A lot of dogs do much better when given some brewer's yeast in their food. And don't just, you know, slap a whole tablespoonful in right off. Just begin with a pinch so the animal gets used to it. And garlic is very good too, fresh chopped garlic.
So I've heard some people say garlic is not good for dogs, and I've heard some people say that it is.
Well, it's not good if you give them, you know, five or six cloves to a toy poodle.
Okay.
It's going to cause some problems. But generally, it's safe. Onions are to be avoided.
Okay, so they're...
But garlic is relatively safe in small amounts for dogs, but not for cats.
Okay.
And so we're talking about the immune system here.
Yep.
And, of course, giving a good quality fish oil or flaxseed oil to improve the quality of the coat and the skin is all part of the dog's natural defense. And the fleas seem to home in on sicker animals. And that tweaks my understanding of how nature works, that fleas play a role in weeding out the sick in natural population, and just suck them to death, and the fitter survive. And I've had letters from people where, for example, a typical scene is, and we're talking about cats here, this lady gives her cat brewer's yeast, and her cat runs out back. And the neighbor cat runs around too, and occasionally the neighbor cat comes around, and she can see the fleas all over the neighbor's cat. But her cat, thanks to the brewer's yeast, is actually flea free.
Yeah, I had an experience like that with my one of my old dog when I was younger. I just moved out here and we moved into a house, so we were renting a room in a house, and one of the other women in the house had golden retriever who was like 3 years old. They were about the same age. And this golden retriever was just infested. And he was eating a very poor quality, you know, grocery store brand type food. And I was telling her, switch this dog's food. I mean, not just for that reason, but, you know, for all the other reasons, too. But I was like, switch the food. And she wouldn't do it. So I finally bought her a bag of a higher quality food and, was like, here, just try this and see, you know, see the difference. And not only did it help the fleas, but he was at three having hip problems, and it actually helped the hip problems, too.
Yes, sure.
So she was sold on it after that, but I actually had to hand her a big bag of it and say, all right, here, you feed him this. But my dog never got them in the same house.
No, I believe it. But seeing is believing, and, good nutrition is the cornerstone of medicine. And it does curdle my juices when I go into these veterinary hospitals where they're selling a lot of this highly processed, poor quality dog food.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be scientifically formulated and balanced and approved by veterinarians who've been brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
And then right at the front there are all these various flea products that they're pushing year-round. And, you know, it really gets to me when they're selling it year-round in states where there's very much a winter kill, you know, like Minnesota. Living in the more tropical state, it takes more work. But these oral and topical new generation anti-flea and so-called anti-tick products.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pile of letters, and I'm just sick of responding and documenting the adverse effects.
Yeah.
Some dogs have been afflicted with permanent neurologic problems soon after treatment. Sometimes they scream, they have an allergic reaction.
Mm.
Sometimes the people themselves, they accidentally pet the dog where they put the spot stuff on, and they break up all over in hives or have respiratory problems. A cat comes along and is used to grooming the dog and grooms the dog and picks up this stuff and is dead the next day.
Mm.
And vets are selling this stuff.
Yeah.
I think... It's like these big manufacturers inventing disease and coming out with a new vaccine. It's just to make money, and it is unethical, the bottom line. Now, I will back that up by saying that there are situations where the risks do justify the use of these, and that in the tropics, as in our animal refuge in India, where it was constant warfare.
Yeah.
And we had to use this in the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We use frontline. And some of these products can, I believe, cause liver damage later with prolonged use. And if the animals never have a break from being medicated with these products, it can impair their immune systems as well.
Yeah.
So it's one hell of a juggle. But, you know, there are natural products that you can use to repel fleas and ticks. I'm looking at a letter here from a lady in Virginia, and she's been rescuing dogs for years. And she had an animal get very sick on one of these topicals, and she uses a product called Natural Defense by Sentry. Its ingredients are peppermint oil, cinnamon oil, lemongrass oil, clove oil, and thyme oil.
Mm-hmm.
And... we have never had any problem with fleas and only 3 or 4 ticks per season. It has a pleasant smell and is safe for use on puppies and around children. Much safer than chemical products.
And that was peppermint oil, lemongrass oil, cinnamon oil. What were the
clove
other ones?
Clove oil and thyme oil.
Clove and thyme.
Yeah, thyme oil is antiviral and antibacterial. You know, a lot of these kids dying of swine flu with respiratory problems if they just had some thyme oil to inhale.
Mm-hmm.
But the French medics and vets are much more advanced in understanding how these essential oils work for a number of things. And I'm just drinking some chamomile tea now with ginger oil and peppermint oil in because I have an upset stomach. And I feel much better already. So you can take some of these things internally.
Yep.
You can apply them externally, and it doesn't matter if the dog licks them.
Yep.
It's a bit more risky with some of these oils with cats because they have deficient liver enzymes.
Mm.
They can get into problems, but the dogs are generally fine on these products, and they really do keep the bugs off.
Mm-hmm. So what is it about the... What is the chemical? I mean, I've heard seizures, I've heard paralysis, and other types of, you know, worst case adverse reactions to these topical pesticides. What is, do you know what is the chemical or the neurotoxin or whatever it is that's causing this reaction?
There are various compounds that they use, and they can become more poisonous when they're broken down or metabolized in the dog's body. Which complicates the entire picture.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been controlled studies on laboratory rats, and this might cross over to dogs too, that there's some indication that some of these topical products can affect the thyroid gland too. And thyroid problems are extremely common in dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be, you know, a combination of factors.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're looking at various endocrine-disrupting diseases involving endocrine disruption, like Cushing's disease, Addison's disease, hypothyroidism, and so on, we have to think of all the different cofactors involved. Vaccinations could be one cofactor. Genetic background can be another cofactor. And the use of these various topical and oral flea products can be another
mm-hmm.
thing. So any dog that starts showing any kind of sickness, just pull away and stop using these.
Well, don't use it in the first place, really.
No, and ideally, but yeah. Prevention is the best medicine. Yeah. It's the first medicine.
You know, I saw now, recently...
There are some safer, you know, some of the pyrethrin-based. Pyrethrin comes from, I think, chrysanthemums and natural flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are generally safer to use to kill fleas than some of these new generation, which influence the nervous system of the fleas.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to be lipophilic, which means they go to the fat part of the mm-hmm. animal's body, which, you know, the brain is the fattest part.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other fat parts too, like the breasts and so on.
Well, the I know that these oils are designed to sort of, what they say anyway, is that they only travel through the oils of the skin and they don't go, you know, it's like they call it an external thing because it just travels through the oils of the skin and doesn't go into the animal. And I'm thinking if you're putting it on the animal, it's going to get in the body. I mean, you're putting it in the system. So, and then, you know, with the dangers of...
The skin absorbs.
Yeah.
You know, when we shower, we're absorbing whatever chemicals in the municipal water. You know, we've known that for years. So this is, you know, just BS.
Yeah.
The idea is that it spreads dermally and stays in the dermis. And the fleas come along, but the fleas have to take the blood in order to... in order to become poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
These do get into the dog system.
Well, we're going to...
And how else can we suddenly have a dog the next day having seizures? You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Dr. Michael Fox, author of Dog Body, Dog Mind. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Your home is your castle, but the upkeep. There's always so much to do. You don't want your investment to look run down, but who has time for all the things that need to be done? Regular window washing, gutter and roof cleaning, house cleaning, routine pressure washing. And what about those dryer vents? Lint in dryer vents is a common source of house fires. Ouch! Wouldn't it be nice to have an experienced, established, and respected company take care of those routine tasks for you on a regular basis? Capital Cleaning Services, serving the Seattle area since 1973, is your perfect choice. With years of experience and top ratings on Angie's List, Puget Consumer Checkbook, and the Better Business Bureau, Capital Cleaning Services can reliably and safely help you with your routine home and maintenance tasks. You're in the clear with Capital Cleaning. So call today for a free quote and see how we can help you protect your investment and keep your home looking beautiful all year round. Call 206-782-2494. That's 206-782-2494 for Capital Cleaning Services. Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area, licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And Eric tells me the title of that song is Spanish Flea.
That's right. Little Spanish Flea.
Excellent. Sounds like it. Well, we're back today with Dr. Michael Fox, author of Dog Body, Dog Mind, as well as several other books, one of them being Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food. Welcome back, Dr. Fox.
Thank you.
So I'm going to start off and read a quote. One of the reasons why I enjoy your books so much is for quotes like this one. And this is from Dog Body, Dog Mind, and it's from the flea section. Our irrational flea phobias and tick terrors are fanned and inflamed by the profit-driven, multinational, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex that advertises nightly on TV to billions of viewers worldwide to convince us of the need and wisdom of buying their poisons. Very well put.
And, you know, I'm out to put them out of business because they're unethical, but, you know, we are not only money-driven, we are also driven by certain attitudes and beliefs. And one is this pervading attitude of war against nature.
Yeah,
we must learn to work with nature. So we have the term antibiotic. Antibiotic means antibiotic. But now we're waking up and saying, wow, let's use probiotics to improve gut and immune system. You know, we are slowly waking up. You know, we only recently came out of the trees and half destroyed the earth.
Right.
So we've got to wake up.
Yeah.
So a more positive view towards controlling and balancing things is to use natural products, mm-hmm. too. Use nature's tools. And one of the most beautiful ones for keeping fleas away is to get a nice organic lemon and slice it up, peel and all, and just simmer it in a cup full of water for about 5 minutes until it's mushy. Mush it up and strain it and put that in a bottle and anoint your dog with it before you go out.
Mm.
Just whip it over with a sponge or on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use Avon Skin So Soft.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bronner's Liquid Castile Soap is another good one you can get in health food stores. Basically, fleas and ticks don't like strange odors. It turns them away. Mm. But the lemon is, of course, the citronella and D-limoline. Mm-hmm. There's another product. A friend of mine markets TKO. It's an organic orange oil cleaner. And it's great for removing stains and getting rid of odors. It comes in a concentrated form in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
TKO orange cleaner.
Right.
And you can just put a drop of two of that in some water and use that instead of Dr. Fox's sliced lemon. And that works very well as a general insect repellent, too.
Yeah. If any listeners have any questions or comments for Dr. Fox, or just a comment about their experience, if you've had a dog with a dog or cat with an adverse reaction or anything like that, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call, 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. You know, I in the past used those topical pesticide types way back in the day, and fortunately did not have a dog start seizing or show paralysis as a result of it. But I know that it does happen.
Well, that's a more acute reaction. But the chronic ones, we don't know an awful lot about. But as I say, some of the laboratory rat studies indicate thyroid and liver and possibly kidney complications, too. So, you know, we need to back off from this. But just thinking about the general human ignorance about fleas and ticks, I remember once seeing a young kid who had all these little dots. The mother said, well, what do you think this is? I take him to the pediatrician, and he says, it doesn't look like chicken pox. I said, they're flea bites. Oh, I better check a cat at home. No, it's a dog. And the dog was covered in fleas and was biting the kids at night. And the pediatrician thought, well, he couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And another, a funnier one, still, I was in my office, that was when I was a professor of psychology, and one of my colleagues came in and said, Michael, I was out in the woods this weekend. What's this on my arm? And it was a tick.
Mm.
And my son was there, he was about six. I said, Mike Jr., I said, tell the professor what's on his arm. He said, it's a tick. he thought he'd suddenly grown a scab.
And there's some vaccines talking about ticks and Lyme disease. There's a vaccine for Lyme disease now. And is that effective, safe? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a whole mixed bag. There are different strains of this Lyme disease organism. And the vaccine, the most widely used one today, is a recombinant vaccine that hits two of these strains but doesn't get them all. And some dogs have actually contracted Lyme disease after being vaccinated.
Mm.
Now, Lyme disease, ultimately, if it's not properly diagnosed, can cause really nasty terminal kidney disease problems.
Mm-hmm.
But if you follow the usual precautions every time you go out, you know, you can try any of these natural organic repellents, then use the flea comb to check for fleas, check between the dog's toes, and especially that curious little flap. And I wish somebody could tell me why dogs have that little flap at the base of each ear, you know, that little little fold.
Yeah.
The ticks often like to go in there, too.
Mm.
So check around thoroughly. And apparently the Lyme disease is not transmitted by infected ticks until the ticks have really got a hold and had a meal.
Mm.
So you don't have to be completely paranoid and do it immediately or miss one tick.
Mm-hmm.
You've got about 24 to 48 hours once an infected tick lands on your dog to get them off.
Mm-hmm.
There are veterinarians who are expert in vaccinations who live in Lyme disease areas and do not vaccinate their dogs against Lyme disease.
Mm.
They're on the lookout all the time for the cardinal signs of fever and lameness, and you just treat the dog aggressively with doxycycline, and that usually gets rid of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be my choice if I were living in such an infested area.
Mm-hmm.
And especially using good natural oils like the lemongrass and the cinnamon. One colleague of mine, he's a biochemist working for Pet Life oral care products. He's developed some beautiful products for helping dogs and cats with gingivitis and periodontal disease. They're coming out in the next few weeks with a flea and tick repellent that also includes cayenne pepper. That's another one.
Mm.
So it's amazing what one can do finding safe products to keep these nasty things away. Now, you talked to some of the ecologists of why we have this problem of Lyme disease, and it's very serious when people get it and doctors don't diagnose it early. We've been encroaching on wildlife,
mm-hmm.
Not only cutting the forest down to build fancy McMansions, but invading more and more into wildlife habitat. And we need to back off. When we start disrupting these populations, killing off the smaller predators, the real creatures that are harboring the Lyme disease and the ticks are not the deer, but the small rodents. And the rodent population increases dramatically once the vegetation is cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And that is considered by some ecologists as a major factor in the Lyme disease. So, in part, Lyme disease is a human-caused problem because of our negative impact on the environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Fox, we do have a caller for you. Do you have time to take a quick break and come back and answer a question about cats? All right, wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, we will be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we have a caller on line one who has a question for Dr. Fox. We have Noreen on line one. Hi, Noreen.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in. What's your question for Dr. Fox?
Well, I don't have a dog right now, but I do have a kitty, and he does have some fleas. And I want to know, you mentioned about oils that were not good for cats. And if you could tell me what those were so I can avoid them, the other ones, that would be great.
Well, try, first of all, as I said, the brewer's yeast and fish oil, just to, you know, use a flea comb. Just comb those things out.
And okay, I'm doing that part of it.
Good. And you can use, there are herbal flea shampoos specifically designed for cats in health stores that contain some citronella or eucalyptus. And these are good flea repellents. You just put them along the fleas, the cat's back, where the cat can't groom very easily. And that should be relatively safe. And I did mention Dr. Bronner's liquid Castile soap, which you can also get in health food stores. You just dilute that and rub it over the cat. Diatomaceous earth is another. I believe Whole Foods store was selling diatomaceous earth. And that helps smother the fleas, and you could try that on your cat. And it doesn't matter if the cat licks off some of the diatomaceous earth powder. Okay?
And all right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it immensely.
Noreen, don't forget to treat your environment as well. And I had really great success with flea busters. And the website is fleabusterswa.com. And I'm going to post all that contact information on the Dog Talk Show website.
Now, Julie, I'm blocking on another website, but it's something like biospotpoisoning.com or .org.
Okay.
It's a whole website that a fellow has put together with incredible letters from cat and dog owners of their experiences with Hart's Mountain Biospot, with Frontline, with some of these other products. Now, I'm not saying that these products should never be used. Use them with caution as a last resort. There is one called Vectra, 3D Vectra, which is from Summit Veterinary Pharmaceuticals, that is supposedly claimed to be safer than some of these other topical products. But it could be very risky if they're accidentally given to a cat or if the cat licks the dog after recently being treated. But what really boggles me is the number of people who contacted me who themselves have had terrible reactions.
Yeah.
After applying these, and kids too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the, I'd forgotten to tell you, too, that the federal government last year, no, 2008, had 44,000 adverse reactions reported in dogs and cats to these products, including death. 44,000.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with an epidemic of poisoning, and really, the fleas don't do all that much harm. The worst thing that they can do is to set up an allergy. The next thing that they're going to do is to cause a bit of anemia. Big deal. Far less serious than the poisoning of these hard chemicals.
Yeah. And in most cases, it's just not necessary to do that to your pet. There's other ways, natural, safe, and effective ways to deal with the fleas.
And it's just mass marketing to create public paranoia.
Well, I'm going to post all of that information on the website, on the homepage, dogtalkshow.com, and it'll have a link to flea busters. It'll have information. Was that one Biospot Poison that you said?
Biospot poisoning.org or something like that.
.org.
Just Google it, Biospot, and it will pop up.
Okay.
And it's a very, very well-documented site. And this fellow, I'm blocking his name now, he's been pushing the FDA to look into this for quite a while now, and at last they are. And there's a lot of genuine concern out there. And legitimate concern, too.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Fox, thanks so much for your time and for coming on the show again. It's always wonderful to have you here. And your book is Dog Body, Dog Mind, and people can buy that book on Amazon.com, I'm assuming,
or
through your website as well.
Yes.
And I'll post all of that information on the Dog Talk Show website, too. And look forward to having you back again in the future.
Anytime. I love your show.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So I'll post all that information on the Dog Talk Show website. And so if you didn't get a chance to write that down, if you're driving, you can visit us, www.dogtalkshow.com. And I'll have that right first thing on the homepage. We had great success with Flea Busters, and they serve King Pierce, Snohomish, and Thurston counties. FleaBustersWA.com, and the numbers there are 206-628-3532, also 800-998-3532, and I'll have all that information on the website so you can give them a call. They'll come treat your house. And if you have area rugs, they use this non-toxic form of salt that they actually brush into the carpeting, forms a static charge, and that takes care of it, actually. In 4 to 5 weeks, fleas are gone, and they guarantee it.
That's cool.
Yes.
They should really get Ray Parker Jr. to come and do a theme song for them as well.
They should. So I wanted to give an update. Well, there's a couple events I wanted to announce. This weekend, April 24th at Magnuson Park in Seattle, is a Relay for Life, which benefits the American Cancer Society. And they are having a 5K walk run, and they're doing a dog walk run as well as part of that. And all of the proceeds go directly to the American Cancer Society. There's a $25 suggested donation online, $30 suggested donation same day. And the registration for the dog walk ends at 9:45 a.m. this Saturday, and that's at Magnuson Park. That info is on the website, Dog Talk Show website, right now. You can register you and your dog for the walk at www.active.com, and there's a link to that on the website. Now, I have my Bokashi cycle, which we had on Dr. Larry Green a couple weeks ago. And please listen to that show because it's a very, very fascinating system to me. But basically what I'm doing with my Bokashi cycle system is transforming my poop, my dog's poop, my dog's poop into a earth-friendly, garden-friendly, nutrient-rich liquid that you dig a hole once it's done. Mm-hmm. And you just pour it into the ground. And basically what's happening is that there's microorganisms that are breaking down the waste material and getting rid of the methane gas and the ground contaminants that go into the water supply, because it actually is quite a pollutant to send your dog or cat's poop to landfills, because it, you know, tied up in a bag, releases methane gas into the environment and ground contaminants.
Now, by now, you've had enough time to do one cycle.
Well,
through,
where or? I'm at now is they give you two buckets when you order a system, and there is a 10% off coupon code for the Dog Talk Show for our listeners. So when you go online to BokashiCycle.com and order your system, you can type in our coupon code, which is Dog Talk Show. You'll receive 10% off at checkout. Where I'm at with mine is that I filled my first bucket, and when you order the system, they give you two buckets. Filled my first bucket, sealed it this weekend.
Sealed the deal.
So now it's sealed for a week. Mm-hmm. And it took about 2 weeks to fill, which I was impressed by, because we have three dogs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, friends' dogs that come in and out, and dogs in training and all that kind of stuff. So we get a lot of poop around our house. But it's all safely in the Bokashi cycle system. And so this weekend, it will be ready to go into the ground. So that's where I'm at with that now. But, you know, it's...
If you could just train the dogs to do their business right in the bucket.
Poop in the bucket.
That would be great.
Well, you probably could, but you'd also have to train them to seal it, which...
Oh,
yeah, might be kind of hard.
I see an advanced model of Bokashi buckets later that automatically seals.
Yeah. So I love mine. I highly recommend it. It's so great to just take care of your dog's poop. I don't have to deal with throwing it out anymore. And it just goes into the system, and the microorganisms do their work. And next week we'll have a report on my experience digging a trench and pouring it into the ground. So I will be sure to let you guys know about that next week. Next week we have on Georgia Welch, the director of training for Invisible Fence Northwest, to talk about Invisible Fence units and how that works and all that kind of stuff.
Grape juice?
Yeah.
Different grape Welch.
Juice. Different Welch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for listening to the Dog Talk Show. We are on iTunes, so if you'd like to go back and listen to any shows, Dr. Fox has been on a couple times, always a good show. You can find us on iTunes. Just search Dog Talk Show with Julie Forbes. And if you'd like me to mail you a car sticker, please email me at host@dogtalkshow.com. I'd be happy to send you one out for free. We'll be back next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.